Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The Mexican president Andrés Manuel López Obrador has tweeted that he has COVID-19. The 67-year-old leader said he had mild symptoms. Our Mexico correspondent Will Grant has more.
He said the interior minister would be taking charge of his daily morning press conferences and that he would remain informed of public affairs from the National Palace. He said that he would be speaking to the Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday about the possibility that they send us the Sputnik vaccine. President López Obrador's diagnosis comes amid the worst COVID-19 infection rate numbers in Mexico since the pandemic began. He has been consistently criticised by his opponents for downplaying the gravity of the situation in the country and for failing to wear a face mask in public.
The Democrat leader in the U.S. Senate says President Biden's multi-billion dollar COVID-19 relief plan will be implemented with or without support from the Republican Party. Chuck Schumer said the bill, worth nearly $2 trillion, aimed to reignite the U.S. economy and greatly accelerate the number of people being vaccinated.
We need money to help the unemployed, and people need checks in their pockets. And we will increase the overall amount people get to $2,000 a person. That would be $8,000 for a family of four. All of that must get done quickly. We hope our Republican friends will see the need and work with us. But if not, we will get it done.
Joe Biden has promised 100 million vaccine shots in his first 100 days. More than 400,000 people in the U.S. have died with the virus, and the number of officially recorded coronavirus cases there has exceeded 25 million. The French government's top scientific advisor says the country probably needs to move into a third coronavirus lockdown. Jean-François Delfraisy said without taking further action, France would be in an extremely difficult situation by mid-March. Here's Daniel Wittenberg.
Jean-François Delfraisy said it was critical that politicians make a swift decision to slow down the spread of the virus and the arrival of more contagious variants. Earlier this month, France brought forward the start of its nightly curfew to 6 p.m. But since then, the average number of new infections has increased from 18,000 per day to more than 20,000, while hospital admissions and deaths remain stubbornly high. Now it seems that curfew could be paving the way for another lockdown.
The NGO Oxfam has calculated that the combined wealth of just 10 men has increased during the pandemic by more than $400 billion, enough to pay for everyone in the world to be vaccinated. Oxfam described the situation as shameful and called for the world's richest people to be taxed more fairly. This is the World News from the BBC.